This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, 29th of August, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Across Israel, the weather remains warm and pleasant, with clear skies providing a perfect setting for outdoor activities in major cities like Tel Aviv and Haifa. In Jerusalem, the evening is expected to be cool and breezy. Here are today's headlines. First, reports from Israel Hayom indicate that while the IDF strikes commanders, Hamas marks the next leader. This follows recent military actions in Gaza. Also, Ynet reports that an IDF drone strike earlier today killed three terrorists in Jenin, including a prominent Hamas figure responsible for planning attacks. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post highlights an Israeli blacksmith who transforms trauma into art using remnants of Iranian missiles and more. Separately, Walla explores how the Lebanese government acts as a cover mechanism for Hezbollah, suggesting a quiet Iranian influence in Beirut. And finally, from JTA, a look at EL Al's resilience during wartime, showcasing their dedication amid threats of bombs and airstrikes. Reaction has been swift on social media. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist, posting earlier today, highlights Hakim Jeffries' condemnation of Hassan Piker's antisemitism on a major news network. Belaz News reports that Israel expelled Dutch diplomats after the Dutch parliament passed a law banning trade with Israeli settlements beyond the Green Line. Noga Tarnopolsky, a journalist, notes Netanyahu's government's move to ban UNRWA from Israel, quoting Itamar Ben-Gvir's controversial statements. Let's go deeper. Starting with reports from Israel Hayom, the recent IDF strikes targeted key Hamas commanders in Gaza. This operation aimed to disrupt the group's military wing's reorganization efforts. The implications are significant for regional security, as leadership changes could alter Hamas' strategic approach. Turning to the drone strike in Jenin, Ynet informs us that this marks the first West Bank airstrike in 10 months. The operation eliminated Qais Bitawi, a Hamas terrorist accused of plotting attacks. This development underscores Israel's commitment to preventing further violence in the region. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post features an Israeli blacksmith converting remnants of conflict into art. This unique approach offers a transformative narrative, turning destruction into creativity and reflection. Such initiatives can play a role in healing and promoting peace through artistic expression. Now, looking at Walla's report on Lebanon, the analysis suggests that the Lebanese government is increasingly acting as a facade for Hezbollah's operations. This observation raises concerns about Iran's influence in the country and its impact on regional stability. Finally, from JTA, ELL's wartime resilience is highlighted. The airline continues operations despite threats, showcasing the dedication and resolve of its staff. This perseverance ensures connectivity and plays a vital role in maintaining morale during challenging times. On the economic front, first, Ynet Business reports that gas prices are set to decrease after a surge in August. This offers some relief for drivers during the high holidays, although inflation concerns remain. Separately, Israel Hayom Business notes a shift in urban development strategies. Projects now concentrate living, working, and leisure spaces in the same area to combat traffic congestion. And finally, CTEC highlights scholarships worth NIS 170 million for underrepresented young people. This initiative aims to provide educational opportunities and support for students from peripheral regions. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Saturday. Our next update is at 3 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.